This is KCUR 89.3. The Trump administration's moves to cancel or renegotiate international trade deals have put U.S. exports in the spotlight. This is happening at a time when metro areas like Kansas City are focused on increasing exports. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Danny Woods spoke with several local businesses to learn what it's like to try to sell goods abroad in the current political climate.
We make an autonomous helicopter drone.
Mark Arinha is Chief Operations Officer for Pulse Aerospace, a four-year-old company with about 20 employees located in Lawrence, Kansas.
They're electric right now. They can fly for about an hour, depending on the payload.
He says their helicopter drones can fly greater distances than the competition and carry sophisticated cameras and scanners.
Power line companies are using it to scan their towers and their power lines, looking for, you know, are the connectors right, if the line's sagging.
Arinha says his company knew nothing about exporting a few years back. Now 40% of Pulse's sales are overseas to countries including Colombia, Taiwan, and Australia, where their helicopter drones are used by the Coast Guard to scan the sea for sharks. He says exporting is all about paperwork, like the export agreements and export licenses. Their biggest obstacle is getting through the US bureaucracy.
We haven't run into a country where it's been a challenge.
And Arinha isn't too concerned about trade pacts. Now that President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, agreement, Arinha doesn't think Pulse Aerospace will suffer.
Customers aren't bringing that up at all.
The Pulse COO says the strength of the U.S. dollar has more effect on their exports than trade pacts and who's in the White House. But at Biomicrobics, a water and wastewater treatment company based in Shawnee, Kansas, the election of Trump had an immediate impact.
The morning after the election, we lost two large contracts that we had sewed up in Brazil just because he was elected in that rhetoric.
Biomicrobics President Bob Rabori.
Since then, we've been fighting to try to hold on to some very large contracts in China.
But he says there's an adjustment period with any new administration. When it was founded in 1996, the company did most of its business domestically. What spurred Rabori to export was the fact that his water treatment business was very seasonal, with wintertime activity down by nearly 70%.
What I decided to do was to try to diversify the seasons, if you will, by garnishing business overseas.
Which helped a lot during the 2008 financial crash, when their domestic sales fell, but exports continued to grow, reaching 73% of their business by 2009. Outside the fluctuating world economy, like with Pulse Aerospace, Rabori says the biggest challenge to increasing exports is paperwork.
Our products, because they're environmental related for water and wastewater, are heavily regulated. So you have to have U.S. approvals, Canadian approvals, New Zealand, Australia, you get the idea.
I think I do. So while experts say the metro's diverse economic mix has a lot of export potential, this may help explain why relatively few local companies are actively exporting. In a 2015 Brookings Institution report, Kansas City's exports represent a 10% share of its total GDP, ranking the city in 225th place compared to nearly 400 other U.S. metros. But Rabori, who chairs the Mid-America District Export Council, is directly involved with trying to change that.
It doesn't take a lot to get them to get over the apprehension and then have some success.
And last year, World Trade Center KC, an agency of the KC Chamber of Commerce, started implementing the first ever metro area export plan. More than 60 local companies are using WTC's Export Concierge service, where Melissa Miller develops tailored export strategies for free.
I know one's in seasonings, we've got one in the liquor industry, animal health, the luxury goods industry, art, shipping art, books and the education sector.
So for many metro area businesses, the export prospects could be very promising. The challenge now is motivating local companies to acquire the export knowledge they need to make a start. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Danny Wood.